Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Sandra Block. She's the fine writer for USA Today, and she's on the other end of our line. Hi, Sandra.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Do you use Twitter and Facebook?
I do.
Yeah, and do you get a lot of feedback from that?
Some. You know, Twitter is, to me, a more interesting way to see what everybody else is up to. I think it's a good way to monitor kind of the news. Facebook, I'm just starting, you know, we have this new feature called Subscribe where I can basically post things not just to my friends but to the public. So I'm sort of using, you know, playing around with Facebook a little bit to get, you know, new readers and get stories out and things like that.
How do people follow you at both?
My Twitter handle is Sandy Block, SandyBlock, and they can certainly follow me there. And on Facebook, you can just look up USA Today and Sandra Block, and you can subscribe to my feeds there.
Yesterday in USA Today, front page, top fold, and yesterday in USA Today, the money section, top fold. Sandra had pieces. The front page of the USA Today's headline reads, IRS cuts add to wait for tax help. So we're past the tax deadline. Less staff answers last-minute queries. What's concerning about this is the IRS is trying to do more with less, and you just wonder if that's going to create more mistakes and more problems. Tell us about this story.
Well, basically, the IRS has suffered a, not suffered, but has had its budget cut like most federal agencies here as part of the federal deficit cutting efforts. But in the case of the IRS, it comes at the same time that we have more complexity in the tax code than ever. The IRS is being asked to administer a lot of programs that frankly affect low-income people, and they can be very helpful, but they're also very complicated, and oftentimes people have questions. And what we found was that if people call the IRS, now it might be better today because it's past the deadline, but people who have called the IRS this year have often had to wait on the phone for an hour and a half, and many of them just don't bother. They hang up. And if they go to one of the IRS's more than 400 walk-in centers, what they'll find is that there are far fewer people working in those centers than just even a year ago, and the lines are very long, and sometimes people don't get helped at all.
The National Treasury Employees Union, which represents IRS employees, says the cuts have made it hard for taxpayers to get IRS help, particularly during those days leading up to tax filing deadline. I wondered how big a problem that was now that about 75% of taxes are filed online.
Well, it's not, and that was interesting when I was looking for the response to this story. I didn't hear from as many people as I usually do when I write about a particular tax break, and I think it is because people who are savvy, who are internet savvy, can often find answers to their questions on the IRS website. Many people use TurboTax or H&R Block software, and that addresses a lot of their questions. I think where we're seeing the crunch are for people who don't necessarily have access to the internet, or just have questions that they can't get answers to. Some of the people our reporters talked to simply wanted old copies of their tax returns, or their wages were being garnished and they actually need to talk to a person at the IRS to find out how to stop that. And these are issues oftentimes that the internet will not help you with.
You write that staffing is at its lowest level since in many, many years. Something else I found kind of startling, which really wasn't a huge topic of your story, was that returns, tax returns filed in 2011 were 97,029,000. And then when you look at 2012, it's 98,948,000. Boy, it's a big change there, but we're still having issues with the revenue that the IRS takes in.
Yeah, I think there's been, this is something we'll be following up on, is just the filing season itself, how many people are actually filing tax returns. I also noticed that the average refund this year is down, and I think, you know, there's some people don't have, if their income is low enough, some people don't have to file at all. So that could result in a lower number of tax returns actually filed with the IRS, and I'm kind of be looking into why refunds are a little lower this year. I have a couple thoughts as to why that is, but we'll be checking that out later.
All right. Well, obviously, the IRS has to check on fraud issues, but they have other responsibilities too, don't they?
they have a ton of responsibilities. You're right. Fraud is becoming a real problem for them. What is happening is identity thieves are stealing Social Security numbers and getting fake, you know, getting refunds and spending the money. So that the IRS has to track that down. There's always, you know, every year there's a whole bunch of new tax credits or new tax breaks. The IRS has to rewrite the code and then administer them. The past few years we've had a home buyer tax credit, which was very popular with new home buyers, but it was very complicated for the IRS to administer. There was a lot of fraud there too. And as we move into the implementation of the Health Care Reform Act, assuming that's not overturned by the security, by the Supreme Court, the IRS is going to have a huge responsibility there. It's going to be responsible for administering the mandatory insurance. If people don't buy insurance, it'll be the IRS's responsibility to assess them a fine.
Seems like they're going to have to hire a lot of people to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's just going to be, and that's a couple years down the road, so we'll see where that happens. And the president's fiscal 2013 budget does increase the IRS budget for the first time in several years. So it does anticipate this coming. Whether it will be enough to sort of get the IRS caught up to where it needs to be is another question, and I think the Treasury Employees Union says they still need a lot more.
Sandra's is still kind of cool seeing your byline on the front page.
Yes, it is, although, you know, not as many people read newspapers as they used to, but it's still fun. Yeah, it doesn't get old.
Sandra Block is the excellent writer for USA Today. Sandra, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you.